Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Our final guest today shares my passion for deeper conversations with notable Californians to better understand our history, culture, environment, and politics. Stu Van Airsdale is a journalist, lecturer at Sac State, and the host of What is California? Podcast. Van Airsdale, whose previous work has been featured in the New York Times, Slate, Esquire, and Vanity Fair, launched the first episode of his podcast last September with the goal of better understanding the Golden State through conversations with noteworthy residents. Since then, he's produced two seasons, and a third is set to be released in September. So joining us now is Stu Van Airsdale. Welcome to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay, so you're a Sacramento native.
I am.
A Sac State graduate as well. You're a journalist. You taught journalism, teach journalism at Sac State. So just tell us more about what inspired you to start podcasting and why focus specifically on California in the way that you do.
When I started this podcast, it was kind of the culmination of years of looking for a show about California that wasn't just news and current affairs, which are great. There are great shows about those topics, and you know, Cap Radio has several of them. And I thought, what can we do that actually will get a little bit more philosophical about California? What can we do that will showcase those notable Californians you mentioned a minute ago and really spotlight conversations about what the Golden State means? And I just had some time on my hands, and I just kind of just through Hail Mary to some special guests, and the rest is history.
Yeah, you're about to kick off your third season, but looking back at the previous two, who have been some of your favorite guests so far?
My favorite guest so far, unquestionably, it was the first guest, Jerry Brown. He was wonderful. You know, he definitely was challenging and engaging, but not unwilling to tangle with topics that he's talked about over the years. And I feel we got a little bit deeper into his career and his life and his work. So that was a lot of fun. But we don't just talk to political figures. We also talk to some kind of unexpected, unorthodox figures like the Jimmy Kimmel Live writer, Louis Vertel.
I listened to that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he had one of my favorite conclusions to the episode. We ask every guest, who's your favorite Californian? I won't spoil it. You can go listen to it if you haven't. But he had a great answer to that question. We also talked to Stacy Corliss, who is a Mono County supervisor and who enlightened us a little bit about the challenges and the opportunities faced in rural California, which I thought was really cool.
I'm going to play a clip from season one. You spoke with former Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs about how California and its people influenced him. So here's a little part of that conversation.
How have California's people and culture impacted or influenced who you are?
Oh, man. So California, I think, has really influenced my worldview, my outlook, my sense of optimism, my sense of what's possible. I think sort of just the diversity, being growing up in Stockton, the most diverse city, and listening to Suavemente one song and then hyphy music the next song at every party. And that just being part of growing up, eating everyone's food, having the Sikh temple around the corner from the house. Like all those experiences, my neighbors being refugees from Guam. And then my other neighbors being from Pakistan. Then across the street, some white folks. And two houses down, some Latino folks. Like, it was just diversity and just being very comfortable with difference and diversity, I think, comes a direct result of being in California. And I think also this idea of sort of innovation, of thinking new, of being bold, of not having possibilities. I think that's part of the Disneyland, Silicon Valley, Stanford, California ethos. And I think that's something that has really influenced me, just a sense that we can lead, we should lead, we can create the future.
Yeah, I think what Michael Tubbs is saying, it really resonates with a lot of people who are native Californians, that diversity. Is that a common thread that you get when talking to your guests who are notable Californians?
Absolutely, because I always ask them, what is one thing that folks outside the state might misunderstand about California, and how can we set those folks straight? And the thing they always come back to is that, you know, this is the most diverse state it's the fifth largest economy, right? So it's its own country in a way, you know, so its own diverse kind of ecosystem. And folks tend to think of California outside the state sometimes as, you know, all surfers and glam or all Silicon Valley or whatever. But when we think about the diversity, the economic diversity, the social diversity, the cultural diversity, the the corporate diversity, the intellectual diversity. That itself, I think, attests to the need to have a show like this to kind of break all those pieces down and figure out what exactly works, how they work together, what doesn't work, and how we can improve it.
I want to bring up an interview you did. We've actually had her as a guest on Insight when she retired, and this is Elaine Howell, who is the former state auditor. And you asked her a really interesting question about the public perception of her and her work. So let's listen to a part of that.
One of the most common characterizations we hear of your work is scathing.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like yeah. In a scathing audit,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Elaine Howell writes or reports, et cetera, right. Et cetera.
Right.
I actually Googled the phrase scathing audit and Elaine Howell together and came up with almost 900 responses.
Wow.
So I'm curious, how do you feel about that characterization?
I don't particularly like that characterization. I think there are some audits where we are pretty direct and we've identified some serious issues. But I think that term gets used too frequently. Obviously, if you've had 900 some odd hits on my name and scathing, I mean, what our audits are intended to do is, as I've said to staff and I've spoken at legislative hearings, it's speak the truth to power, to let people know we've audited this program. We've looked at how the agency, the state agency, is implementing the program, and we found some significant weaknesses and it needs to be improved.
Yeah, when I interviewed her in December, she retired. I told her as a journalist, like whenever I saw her audits, I would just totally like just geek out and open up the email because they could be pretty damning, and rightfully so. That's her job.
Absolutely. And you know, this show, What is California, is about that kind of bigger philosophical picture, to be sure. But when folks like Elaine Howell come along, a one-of-a-kind Californian, that's where we do kind of like veer into the kind of public affairs sphere. And I want to know more about, how California Alley actually operates. Who is holding power to account in California? Who is holding our elected leaders accountable and our institutions accountable? And Elaine Howell was someone whom, when I heard she was retiring, I said, I've got to get her on the show. And miracle of miracles, we did.
Good. I'm glad you did. Well, let's move to season three, a little bit of a preview. One of the guests you mentioned is Alicia Garza, co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement. Give us a preview of some of the themes and the topics that you discussed with her.
Well, one of the things that compelled me about Alicia was obviously her role as a Black activist or activist for Black issues in the last 10 to 15 years, but particularly how California has influenced these movements. We don't really think about the roots of these movements. We think about the triggers of the movements. We think about the kind of milestones in the movements, but we don't necessarily think about their origins and how our surroundings influence those movements. And that's what I wanted to ask Alicia about.
We're going to listen to a clip, and she is responding or following up to a question that you asked, to a statement that she made earlier in your interview about the perception of Black people in California.
You said a minute ago that Black folks in the Bay Area get a bad rap.
Oh, totally.
Why is that?
Well, California is not seen as one of those places that has a high density of Black people, and therefore it's not seen as a place where Black culture is innovated, but it should be. I think, more of the East Coast and Southern places get a lot more of that credit. And I saw a meme on social media the other day that was talking about how weird Black people are from California. And I was like, it depends on your perspective. I think we wouldn't see weird as pejorative, right? But also, California actually, I think, is, I know, I can't tell you which number, but we are one of the top 10 most densely populated states with Black people in it. But we don't often get that credit. I also know that California, and then the Bay Area in particular, has really been a hotbed for Black freedom organizing, from the Black Panther Party for self-defense to, there's many different kind of trends and movements that have started in the Bay Area that have positively impacted the lives of Black people all over the country.
So, Stu, as a native Californian and as a seasoned journalist, what have you learned from this podcast?
Well, the number one thing I've learned about this podcast is that, we are this state that is challenged in so many ways, but there are so many different ideas for how to resolve these challenges. You know, one of the things I do in this show is I ask all the guests really the same batch of questions. We do talk about their work a little bit to make it specific, but I always ask about who, you know, what their earliest memories of the state are. I ask about folks and places who've influenced or inspired them over the years. But one question I ask is, what's the biggest challenge California faces and how can we surmount it? And everyone has such unique, interesting answers, and it inspires me and compels me to think, okay, we can maybe solve these problems, because sometimes they feel insoluble. You know, you look at fires, you look at drought, you look at housing, et cetera, and it's just a lot. But when you talk to these folks and you think solutions-minded and you hear their perspectives, it reassures me that maybe we can get through this together.
Maybe we'll be okay. What do you hope listeners take away from this podcast?
Hopefully the same conclusions about the challenges we face, but if nothing else, I want them to come away with a unique perspective on these figures, a lot of whom we know. We don't always have, you know, celebrities or elected officials or big names on there. You know, we have some more kind of we have some more folks you may not have heard of, but the whole point is, do they have interesting stories, and are their perspectives on this state relatable? And in many cases, you find that we all have so much in common, you know, and that's the story that I think I've discovered over two seasons. And so far, putting season three together, that's the story I think we're going to continue to tell.
Do you have a dream guest that you haven't yet locked down?
Yeah, actually, I've got a few. If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is listening, I want to get him on the show. Jessica Milan Patterson, the chairwoman of the California Republican Party, I think she'd be great. We've been talking about getting her on the show, trying to work on that. So fingers crossed that'll happen. Dolores Huerta, obviously, the labor leader. She's in her 90s. She's still kicking. We'd love to get her on the show. John Miller, the Giants broadcaster. That'd be great.
It goes on and on. Yeah, I was so lucky to interview Dolores Huerta for her birthday this year. Mm. Finally, just about 15, 20 seconds. Who is your favorite Californian?
Oh, Joan Didion, unquestionably. Yeah. The writer Joan Didion, she's given me such material to chew on, such ideas to think about for years and years to come.
Yeah, I reread the White Album after she passed away, and also a Sacramentan well. Stu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicky.
Stu Van Aerstale is the host of the podcast What is California? A quest to better understand our state through conversations with some of its most notable Californians. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. A happy, happy, happy birthday to Chris Feltz, and have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.